My guests are San Francisco artists Andy Diaz-Hope and John Burnson. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Andy Diaz-Hope is a visual artist with a background in both design and engineering. John Burnson is a musician, a multimedia artist, and also a playwright. Together, they've created the Beautification Machine. Now, first, I want to talk to you, Andy, about the design of the sculpture with mirrors and shapes and refraction. What did you have in mind when you started this piece?
Well, I've been working with mirrors for quite a while, so there's a functional aspect of the shape, which is how it reflects the video projection and then projects it out into the space and kind of breaks it up and abstracts it somewhat. But then there's also a visual component of the sculpture because it has to exist in two separate modes. One, when it's in an inert stage and the lights are on and it's more of just an object, and then also when it's when the lights are out and it's actively beautifying partisan media. So when it's on, I wanted it to represent almost like a futuristic representation of technology, but sort of retro based in the 60s, when we represented technology in much more abstract ways and with pulsing lights and colors and crystalline shapes before we really had computers that now dominate our lives. So.
It does look like something from the late 50s, early 60s, kind of mod-looking, almost rocket-shaped, but covered in mirrors.
Right. And part of it was I found someone who had a stash of old speaker grill fabric, so I was able to use speaker grill fabric from the 50s or earlier, and that kind of gave it a little more of that vintage look, and then using some of the same materials.
But, this is interesting that you have this vintage-looking piece that takes something as modern as cable news to make an art installation. We've got mirrors, we've got light, a soundscape made from cable news, and things put together by my other guest here, John Burnson, who is a soundscape artist. Why did the look of this sculpture make you think of the sound that you came up with for the design?
Well, coming from a music standpoint, I'm equally influenced by the digital world as the analog world, so I like combining the two to create an aesthetic that references the past and also references, you know, the cutting edge. So right from the get-go, the piece spoke to an aesthetic that I've been working with for a long time, but pushed me to take it to a completely new level. So the way that it functions is that it uses automated sequences to take a real-time audio feed from Fox News and slowly morph it into a calm, meditative soundscape that will ideally allow people the opportunity to observe the news in a way that strips it of its partisan divisiveness and rhetoric.
The piece is really meant to speak to the partisanship which is dominating American politics right now, and just how it's making it very difficult for people to agree with one another or to have a reasonable discussion. And we're both from San Francisco, which is very biased in one direction. So showing a piece like that in San Francisco is a little bit
preaching to the choir.
Yeah, it's kind of you don't get the same sort of response that you might want. You want to be able to have dialogues with people on both sides of the divide and really talk about not that, you know, Fox or MSNBC, that one of these channels is good or bad, but just that both of them are these forces which are making it very difficult for people to really get to the issues at hand and come up with solutions that will, you know, inconvenience but also benefit everyone.
My guests are musician John Burnson and sculptor Andy Diaz-Hope. Their installation, Beautification Machine, is at the Nevada Museum of Art through July. They will be at the museum to talk about their work on Thursday, May 26th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Now, tell me about using refraction, both of you, with this sculpture. The sound and the light are refracted. How does that happen?
This machine is basically just an off-axis disco ball spinning in the center, and it's the most basic technology available. But the effect on the news is pretty impressive when it's all done. So
it visually takes that news feed and shoots it all over the walls.
Right. It projects it into the machine, and then the machine reflects it infinitely and lets some of the light out through some two-way mirror panels. So pieces of light keep kind of coming out, so you get sections of the news being projected out into the space and spinning around.
Now, John, what's happening with the sound while we're seeing this?
Well, in real time, the video is being sent through the projector through the machine, and the audio is being sent from the cable box to an audio interface that is connected to an audio program that I've basically automated to send it through a series of cycles that either distort, blur, mute, exaggerate the sounds that are coming from the news in order to make it not entirely inaudible, but more like a soundscape, something that you would hear while watching a movie, a kind of a soundtrack environment or an ambient music piece.
The way you're describing it, both of you, it sounds kind of disorienting, but it's going to be soothing. How is that happening?
It is actually very soothing, and people, when you first enter into the space, have a tendency to want to understand what exactly is going on. So as I've observed people entering the machine, they will at first really try to pick out what the imagery is and what they're seeing, and then very quickly it just, the sort of ambience of the environment kind of takes over, and you just see people start to relax into the space. And we've seen people sit in there for hours that probably only intended to be there for a few minutes.
Tell me about the name Beautification Machine. Are you trying to beautify things for us?
I like the idea of the name. The name is kind of fits with the sort of aesthetic and the sort of retro feel of the piece. But there are terrible things that are happening, and it's not saying trying to negate those in any way. But what it is trying to do is sort of remove the veil of sort of extreme partisan media, which is making it really hard to see the events for what they are and sort of respond as a human in a world of humans. So that's kind of the idea, is that it just kind of more almost creates a beautiful space where you're able to just understand a little bit more the influences that are acting on you and choose whether to be influenced by them or not.
My guests are musician John Burnson and sculptor Andy Diaz-Hope. They'll be in town on Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Nevada Museum of Art to talk about Beautification Machine. The installation is on display through July. Gentlemen, thank you very much for bringing us your skills and talents and sharing it with us. We love having you in the Nevada community. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.